everybody, and welcome to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, and I'm the dad, and I'm joined, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today, we're going to be diving into yet another area of the country. It is time to shed a little light on the southeastern states. So we're coming Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, the Carolinas, you name it. Down in the southeastern corner of the country, we're coming your way with some trivia. So if you've got any good answers for us, how you did on this, or even maybe some fun facts that we maybe have forgotten, send us a message. We'd love to hear them. If this is your first time coming into the episode, or into a episode, welcome. We're glad to have you here. These questions are going to come at you in three rounds of five each, and the questions are going to get tougher as each round goes by. So this first round is the easiest questions we have to offer. We call this round...
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots round. So here we go with question number one of Southeastern U.S. States Trivia. Which southeastern state is known for its jazz and Mardi Gras celebrations?
Georgia?
Georgia?
Oh, no, Louisiana.
Louisiana is a better answer than Georgia, and that is correct. Very good. Yeah, Mardi Gras has been celebrated in Louisiana since like the early 1700s, and they it's kind of like known as the birthplace of jazz, which is my favorite kind of music.
Yeah, because who teach it?
I make you listen to jazz sometimes.
Yeah.
Has it grown on you at all?
No.
No. Question two. Which southeastern state borders the Gulf of Mexico and has a city named Mobile?
Alabama?
Alabama is correct. Very good. Yeah, good. Was that a guess? Or did you, like, you were pretty sure?
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah. I was pretty sure.
Yeah. Did you know that Mobile actually held the first Mardi Gras celebration? Even before, or in America, that is, even before New Orleans?
No.
No? I was actually kind of surprised to read about that too. Question number three. What's the capital of Florida?
Tallahassee
is correct. Now, I'm reading that Tallahassee was selected as the capital of Florida because it is midway between two major, really old school cities, Pensacola, Florida, and St. Augustine. St. Augustine, Florida is one of the oldest cities in the country. But yeah, so they chose Tallahassee because it's right in the middle. Question four. Kentucky is home to arguably the most famous horse race that occurs annually in the United States. What is the name of this race?
The Kentucky Rally?
The Kentucky Rally is
Kentucky
so...
Derby.
The Kentucky Derby is correct.
So, it just dawned on me.
As I was saying it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been running the Kentucky Derby since 1875, and it has gone on without interruption, which is really, really cool.
I don't get it that people pay almost thousands of dollars to be there with their fancy suits and dresses and fancy hats just to watch a single lap horse race.
I think there might be other races that happened that day. I think the Derby itself, I think, is just one race of a couple that happened. But yeah, it is a lot of hoopla to watch them run around the track. Yep. But it's tradition. Question five. Which state's nickname is the Volunteer State?
Tennessee.
Tennessee is correct. Do you know why? Do you know why they call it the Volunteer State?
The college?
Oh, that's a really good question. Sorry, a good answer. It actually goes back all the way to, we were just discussing this morning, the War of 1812.
Oh.
And a really large number of volunteer soldiers came from Tennessee and to fight in the War of 1812. And that's why they called it the Volunteer State. Pretty neat. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. Emmett's doing fantastic. Did I ask you what that round was called, by the way?
Yes, you did.
I did. I couldn't remember. All right. Emmett's doing great. He's 5 for 5. He was close on a couple of them, but came in just under the wire. But now we're going to ratchet up the difficulty here. The next 5 questions get even tougher. We call this round
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. Let's move some minds. Here we go. Question 6. What is the nickname for the state of Georgia?
The Peach State.
The Peach State is correct.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounded like a guess. Was that a guess?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess there's not us up here in Wisconsin don't really necessarily know Georgia that well. And I know, but I do know that one thing that Georgia is known for is
peaches.
So
and the Falcons.
And the Falcons. Yes, you guessed correctly.
And the Hawks.
Yep.
What is Atlanta's hockey team?
Do they have one?
I think so.
I don't think they do. Well, if Atlanta does have one, and we forgot
Hurricanes?
It, sorry. Nope, that's Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sorry, sir.
Yeah.
Sir and ladies and everyone else that lives in Georgia, if you do have a team and we forgot it, sorry. All right, moving right along. Question 7. The city of Tupelo in this state is the home to the famous singer Elvis Presley.
Tennessee.
Tennessee is a great answer, but incorrect. Tupelo is in Mississippi. Yes. So Elvis Presley was born in Mississippi, but Graceland is like the home that everyone knows him from. It's actually one of his like most famous like visited homes in America. And that is in Memphis, Tennessee.
I thought it was in Nashville.
Nope. I think it's in Memphis.
Wasn't the Zippin' Pippin in Nashville, though?
No, I think that might have been Memphis as well.
I don't know.
I think. Pretty sure.
I don't know much about Tennessee.
But I don't want to Google it. So I'm pretty sure it's Memphis, but I could be wrong. Question 8. Which famous pirate has links with the North Carolina coastline?
Not Blackbeard. Where is it? Yes, Blackbeard.
Blackbeard is correct. Yeah. So what do you know about Blackbeard's connection to North Carolina?
Not much, but I know he's, when you think of pirates, you think of Blackbeard. So I just went with the most famous pirate I know.
Sure.
And really the only pirate I know.
So he used it's called Ocracoke Island or Ocracoke Island in North Carolina as like his headquarters. And that's where he anchored his ship. That's kind of like it provided like a base for his pirate outfit to work out of. So yeah, that was pretty interesting. And he actually, he battled just off the coast of there and was killed on November 22nd, 1718. Pretty wild stuff. You know, you just don't think of Blackbeard, the pirate, being near the U.S.
Yeah, I always thought he was near England.
Yeah, I just don't think of pirates anywhere near anything, really. They're just in the middle of the ocean. But, yep. Question 9. Monticello in Virginia is the building designed and lived in by which former U.S. president?
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson is correct. I think I did visit Monticello. I can't remember if I did or not. That or we may have. We were thinking about going and maybe didn't. I can't remember if we went there.
Have you been to Mount Vernon?
I have been to Mount Vernon. Yep, Mount Vernon's pretty cool. It's very high up. But yeah.
It's a very big house too.
Yep, yep. But yeah, Monticello is someplace that we should definitely try to get to. Question 10. The state of Washington is number one in the country for the number of state parks with 154. Which southeastern state is ranked number two with 112?
Florida.
Florida is correct. Good job. Yep, Florida is number two, and it's followed very closely by California and Oregon. Oregon or Oregon, I don't know how you want to say
it. It's Oregon.
You say Oregon.
Most Midwestern people say Oregon, but you don't want to say Oregon. It's Oregon.
Oh, okay.
It's just a common mistake in the Midwest.
Oh, there you go. Oregon has, and California both have 110 state parks. You'd think California would have more, dude, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I figured they would have like 635.
Yeah, but I guess not. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. Emmett's doing awesome. I think he's only missed one so far. I think the Elvis one. I think that was it. Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, he's doing fantastic, folks, and hopefully you at home or in the car are doing just as well. But now I have to warn you, the questions are about to get incredibly difficult. We scoured the internet to find the toughest questions and answers we could find for Southeastern States trivia. So roll up your sleeves, roll up your pant legs, put on your hip waders, double knot your shoes, pull up your socks, put on your protective eyewear. Put on a sweatband because, well, you're going to work hard. Rubber gloves. A clothespin for your nose just in case it stinks a little. Because these questions are called
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question number 11. In which state will you find Crater of Diamonds State Park?
South Carolina.
Ooh, South Carolina is close, but no cigar. Incorrect. The answer we're looking for is Arkansas. Do you know why they call it Crater of Diamonds?
Because it's Crater of Diamonds.
It's an area where they discovered the largest diamond ever. It was 40.23 carats. So to give you an idea, like a wedding ring. Someone with a pretty big wedding ring, like stone, like a diamond on their wedding ring, would be about a carat. That's a pretty good sized wedding ring, 1 carat. This diamond was 40 carats large. That's the largest diamond that's ever been found before. They also found another diamond there that was just over, I think it was 8 carats there at the same time. So pretty wild place to find all these huge diamonds, but... Yep, they call that the 40-carat diamond Uncle Sam. That's how much do you think that baby's worth?
$2.3 million.
2.3? I don't know. Let's see if we can find it. Uncle Sam diamond value. The Uncle Sam diamond value. It does not have a current market value because it was donated to the Smithsonian and is no longer for sale. Historically, it sold for approximately $150,000 in 1971, but its value today would definitely be in the millions.
That makes sense.
Yep. Diamonds are very, very expensive. All right. Question number 12. Paducah, Kentucky is home to a one-of-a-kind museum that celebrates this sewing style that opened in 1991.
The Crocheting Museum.
Oh, the Crocheting Museum is an excellent guess. Incorrect, though. The answer we're looking for is the National Quilting Museum. Sounds riveting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds very exciting.
I don't know if
who
I would...
Who cares about quilting?
You know, there's a lot of people that care about quilting. You're going to upset a lot of grandmothers and great-grandmothers who make wonderful, wonderful quilts. And but yeah, I bet you there are some really cool quilts in there that would actually surprise us. If we had a chance to go to Paducah, Kentucky, we should definitely try to stop at the National Quilting Museum, because quilting is not easy, contrary to popular belief. Question 13. Where the Crawdads Sing is a 2018 best-selling novel, and it is set in the marshes of which U.S. state?
Florida?
Florida is a great guess, but incorrect. The answer is North Carolina. Now, I think that book might be a little old for the listening base of this podcast. Maybe some of the moms and dads or grandmas and grandpas listening along maybe have read that book. It was a really famous book about 5 years ago, 7 years ago. But yeah, based in North Carolina. Question 14. A colony of 4,000 of this wild animal surprisingly exists on Morgan Island in South Carolina.
Warthogs.
Warthogs is a very obvious answer that makes sense that you would guess warthogs, but you are incorrect. The answer is wild monkeys.
What?
Yeah. I know, when I discovered this question and the answer, I was taken aback as well. Yes, so they're called wild rhesus monkeys. I'm not sure. R-H-E-S-U-S. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but...
Oh, rhesus.
Rhesus monkeys?
Yes, I've heard of those now.
So yeah, the monkeys were brought to start a breeding population for research, and they were brought to that island, and since then, they don't use them for research anymore, but the state of South Carolina has protected their habitat, so you can't disturb them on the island, but you can wave from a boat. But in that wild, 4,000 wild monkeys in South Carolina.
When you pass by, it's probably just like...
Yeah. That'd be wild to drive by on a boat. That'd be cool. And finally, the last question. Question 15. In which state was the largest wild hog ever discovered?
Arkansas
makes sense, but incorrect. The answer is Georgia. And Alapaha, I'm not sure how you say Alapaha, Georgia. If you're from Alapaha or a surrounding area, we're sorry. send us a message. Let us know how to say the name of your city. But in 2004, they discovered the hog and they nicknamed it Hogzilla.
I thought Hogzilla was Pumbaa.
Yeah, you'd think. But this hog, you'll understand when I describe it. It is somewhere between 800 and 1,000 pounds. And it was 12 feet long. 12.
What?
A hog 12 feet long. That's like a dinosaur.
No wonder they called it Hogzilla.
Hogzilla. It is bonkers, bonkers stuff.
All right. After you record this, you're showing me a picture.
Yeah, we're going to have to look that one up. Hogzilla. And with that, folks, we're going to wrap things up for Southeastern States Trivia. We hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully, we did our Southeastern States and all of our listeners in those Southeastern States some justice with those questions. If we missed something, if there was something that you wish we would have said, send us a message, a DM over on Instagram, on Facebook, at DadLadTrivia. We'd love to hear from you. If you enjoyed playing this, let us know. Also, if you enjoy the podcast and you would like to help us out, you can leave us a 5-star rating, whatever you're listening on, and maybe even leave us a comment for a review. All those 5-star ratings and reviews help us to find other listeners just like you who enjoy family-friendly trivia. All right, lads, Southeastern States. How many have you visited, do you think?
2.
You've been to Florida. We've been to Tennessee.
Yes.
That's about it. Yeah, you've never driven to Florida. You've only flown. So otherwise, you would have stopped in Georgia and in Tennessee.
I mean, I've been in Virginia.
Sure. Yeah, yes, you have.
Because of DC.
Yep.
Like, I'm pretty sure that you could go to DC, put 1 foot in Maryland, and put 1 foot in Virginia.
Yeah. And I guess we were borderline including Virginia in this.
It is in the Southeast.
Is it? You put them in there?
Yeah, because if my school puts it in there, I believe it.
Well, there you go. If school says so, that's the way it is. So, all right, folks, thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. We wouldn't do it without the support of all of our listeners. We really appreciate you. And until next time, we'll see you later.
Alligators.